可以聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord giving us another chance that we can come before Him together.
我感觉说，我们处在这个最末后的时间。
I feel that when we're living toward the last end time.
每一次我们可以聚集在一起，实在是主的恩典。
It's really by God's grace that every time we can gather together.
在世界有许多的地方，
there are many places on this earth.
神的儿女要聚集都没有这个机会。
But God's children want to meet together, and they don't have this chance.
但是神竟然眷顾我们。
But God was gracious to us.
给我们还有这样的机会。
Still giving us this chance.
所以我们实在一面要感谢神。
On the one hand, we have to thank God.
一面我们也觉得我们的责任很大。
Our responsibility we feel is really great.
神既然给我们这样的恩典，
since God gave us such a grace,
我们不要，
we should not
轻看主的恩典，
take lightly upon this God's grace.
所以我们盼望大家在心灵的里面，
we hope that in the midst of our heart,
我们向着我们的主有祷告，
that we have prayer to our Lord.
求主用这个机会，
Plead with our Lord that using this chance,
得着我们每一个人，
to take hold of every one of us.
这一次我们一同在主面前交通的，
this time we are sharing before the Lord together,
是摩西的意象，
is the vision of Moses.
我们盼望说神给摩西所看见的意象，
we hope that the vision that God allowed Moses to see,
神也在他的恩典的里面叫我们也能看见。
In the midst of God's grace, we can also see.
因为我相信这一个是神把摩西的事放在圣经里头的目的。
Because I think and I believe that this is the purpose why God put the matters of Moses in the Bible.
我们在那里读圣经，不是光在那里读一点过去的历史。
When we're reading the Bible, we're not just reading some history.
叫我们有一个炫目的心。
We have a learning heart.
我们在那里读神的话，
we are reading God's word.
乃是愿意他的话能对我们讲，
we hope that His words can speak to all of us.
叫我们今天能经历神自己所要做的事，
so that we can ourselves experience the works of God.
所以我们说神给摩西所看见的意象，
so we say that the vision that God allowed Moses to see,
也是神要我们每一个人看见，
is also what the vision that God wants every one of us to see.
感谢神，摩西看见，
we thank God Moses saw.
我不知道我们在神面前有没有看见？
I don't know if we before the Lord can see.
这个看见不光是耳朵听见。
This seeing this thing is not just we heard.
圣经告诉我们说，我们可以听而没有听见。
The Bible tells us we can hear but not hear it.
我们可以看却没有看见。
We can see it but we really didn't see.
因为我们听见的不过是个声音过去。
Because when we hear it's just a sound, a noise that passed by.
我们看见的也不过是一幕过去了。
What we see is just a passage that just went away.
没有在我们心灵的深处我们听见神的声音。
We did not hear God's voice in deepest heart and spirit.
在我们灵的深处我们看见了神所要我们看见。
In the deep part of the spirit, we saw what God wants us to see.
所以我们实在需要祷告。
So we really need to pray.
你记得当保罗他写信给以弗所教会的时候，
Remember Paul when he wrote the letters to the Ephesians?
他就在神面前祷告。
He had a prayer before the Lord.
求神赐给他们有智慧启示的灵。
He begged that God will give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫他们真正认识神。
So that they really, really know God.
我们知道我们碰到属灵的事情。
We know when we consider spiritual matters.
凭着我们自己的聪明，我们是没有办法得着的。
Based on our own intelligence, we can't grasp it.
我们需要神的灵开启我们的心窍。
We need God's spirit to open and stir our hearts.
这样我们才能看见神所要我们看 见。
This way, then we can really see what God wants us to see.
所以盼望我们在心灵里面也有这样的祷告。
We hope that in our heart and spirit, we also have this prayer.
当我们在交通的时候，盼望圣灵在我们里面给我们光照。
When we are fellowshipping, we hope that Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
我们说摩西他看见了好几个异象。
We say that Moses saw many visions.
严格说来，你看见这些的异象都是有关系。
In a strict sense, all these visions all have relationship with one another.
开始的时候，他看见荆棘被火烧。
Initially, he saw a burning thorn bush.
却没有被烧毁。
But it wasn't burned up.
这是一个奇迹。
This is a miracle.
因为按照正常来说。
Because normally,
令荆棘如果被火烧的话，
if the bush is being burned,
很快就烧掉了。
It will be consumed very quickly.
所以当摩西看见这个奇迹的时候，
So when Moses saw this miraculous sign,
他就过去要看。
He went over, he wanted to see.
耶和华的使者就从荆棘的火焰里头对他说话。
The angel Lord Jehovah spoke to him in the midst of the burning bush.
在那里神给摩西看见。
There, God allowed Moses to see.
神奇妙的作为。
God's miraculous work.
我们世界上的人都像荆棘一样。
People on earth were all like thorn bushes.
都是被咒住的。
We're all under curse.
因为我们都犯了罪。
Because we all sinned.
我们都在神的审判之下。
We're all under the judgment of God.
应当被烧毁的。
We should be burned up.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因为耶和华的使者在荆棘的火焰。
Because the angel Lord Jehovah is in the midst of the burning bush.
所以这个火非但没有把荆棘烧掉。
If the fire did not burn up the thorn bush.
竟然把荆棘把它洁净。把它发光。
It actually cleansed the bush and also made it glow.
所以今天因为主耶稣住在我们里面。
So today because Christ Jesus lives in us.
圣经告诉我们说基督在你们的里面。
I will tell us when Christ is in you.
是荣耀的盼望。
It's our glorious hope.
这个就是福音的奥秘。
This is the mystery of the gospel.
我们这些本来应当毁坏的人。
People like us, we should perish.
因为基督住在我们里面。
Because Christ lives in us.
反而叫我们有了荣耀的盼望。
We actually have glorious hope.
这是神奇妙的救恩。
This is the amazing salvation of God.
我们也看见摩西到山上去。
We also saw that Moses went to the top of mountain.
神不但把十条诫赐给他。
He only gave him the Ten Commandments.
并且神把会幕的这个向他启示。
Also revealed to him the tabernacle.
神告诉我们说。
God told us.
他的目的就要住在我们的中间。
His purpose is to dwell among us.
但是我们这一般的人怎么配神住在我们中间？
People like us, how are we worthy to have God dwell among us?
所以需要有个会幕。
So therefore, we need to have a tabernacle.
神借着这个会幕就住在他百姓的中间。
God through the tabernacle will dwell among his people.
这会幕就是预表我们的主耶稣基督。
This tabernacle represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主他就是那个会幕。
Our Lord is that tabernacle.
道成了肉身。
Incarnated in flesh.
他支持他的帐篷在人间。
He set his tent among people.
匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
We saw his glory.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Glory of one with the Father.
所以我们知道当我们的主在地上的时候。
So we know when our Lord was on earth.
他里面神住在他的地。
Inside him, God lives in him.
在那个时候虽然在耶路撒冷有圣殿。
Even though there was a temple in Jerusalem,
但是圣殿的这个至圣所的里面，
in the most holy place of the temple,
却是空的，
it's empty,
因为没有施恩的宝座，
because there's no mercy seat,
没有用柜在那里，
there's no ark,
没有什么的荣耀充满在那里，
God's glory did not fill that place,
但是我们的主在地上，
but when our Lord is on earth,
他就是神的帐幕，
He is God's Tabernacle.
因为神住在他里面。
Because God lives in him.
他说我在父里面。
He said, I am in the Father.
父在我里面。
Father's in me.
你看见了我。
If you see me.
你看见了我的父。
You saw my Father.
因为我与父愿为一。
Because I am one with the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们的主就是那个会幕。
Our Lord is our tabernacle.
今天我们因着我们主的缘故。
Because of the Lord's sake.
神可以住在 我们的中
间。God can dwell within us.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
教会也成了一个会幕。
Church also became a tabernacle.
有主住在里面。
But the Lord lives within it.
我们也看见我们要通告神那里去的道路。
We see that the way that we have to reach the God.
主耶稣说我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
我就是真理，我就是生命。
I am the truth and the light.
人不接着我。
No one comes through me.
没有人能到父那里。
No one can go to the Father.
感谢主。
Thank God.
今天我们因着主耶稣的宝血。
Because of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
也因着他为我们开了一条又深又阔的道路。
Because of a new and new way that he gave us.
从幔子经过。
Going through the veil.
这幔子就是他的身体。
This veil is his body.
他又做了我们的大祭司。
He also became a high priest.
所以我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So confidently, without fear, we can come before the Lord.
这个实在是神的恩典。
This is really God's grace.
我们也看见摩西。
We also saw Moses.
他在神的面前有一个祷告。
Before the Lord, he had a prayer.
他愿意看见神的荣耀。
He's willing to see the glory of God.
虽然神多次向他显现。
Even though God revealed to him multiple times.
但是他渴慕神。
However, he longed for God.
他愿意能认识神的自己。
He wanted to know God himself.
所以结果。
Therefore, at the end.
神就让他看见他的背。
God allowed him to see his back.
神让他知道。他的名字
God allowed him to know his name
耶和华耶和华
Jehovah Jehovah
是满有怜悯满有恩典的神
Full of mercy and full of grace
不轻易发怒
Slow to anger
乐意施恩
Abounding love
也不以有罪的为无罪
He will not consider something sin with no sin
这是我们的神
This is our God
那么感谢赞美主
Thank and praise our God
我们昨天已经交通过了
Yesterday we shared this already
摩西只能蒙恩看见神的背
Moses only through God's grace can see his back
就是能认识主的名
which means that he can know God's name
但是今天我们在新约的时代
but in the New Testament time today 因
着主耶稣已经完成了救赎
because the Lord Jesus completed the redemption
我们可以看见神的面
we can see God's face
因为那叫光从黑暗里照出来的神
Because the God who shines in the midst of darkness
已经照在我们的心里
Already enlightened within us
叫我们在耶稣基督的面上看见神的荣耀
So through the Lord Jesus Christ's face We see the glory of God
所以今天我们可以敞着脸
So with our open face
我们可以向着我们的主
We can face toward our God
这样圣灵在我们身上就做变化的工作
Then the Holy Spirit will do the work of transformation
荣上加荣
Glory upon glory
好像从主的灵变成的一样
It's like turning into through God's Spirit
那么今天早晨我们要讲摩西所看见的第四个意象
This morning we're going to share the fourth vision that Moses saw
我们知道当神呼召摩西的时候
We know when God called Moses
在出埃及记第三章的里面
In Exodus chapter 3
神在荆棘的火焰里在那里呼召摩西
He's calling Moses in the midst of the burning thorn bush
他要差遣摩西到埃及去救他自己的百姓
He commissioned Moses to go and save the Israelites, his people in Egypt
在那个时候神就告诉摩西说
At that time God said to Moses
我听见了我百姓他们的哀声
I heard the crying of my people
现在我要差遣你去把他们从埃及救出来
Now I'm going to commission you to save them out of Egypt
我要把他们带到一个地方
I'm going to bring them to a place
这个地方又是宽大又是美丽
This place is very wide and so beautiful
这个地方是个牛奶与蜜之地
It's a land full with milk and honey
所以在那个时候
So at that time
摩西就已经知道了
Moses already knew
神把以色列人从埃及救出来不过是一个手续
It's only a procedure that God saved the people out of Egypt
神的目的只要把他们带到那个美地去
Our purpose is to bring them to this beautiful land.
摩西从来没有看见过那个迦南地。
Moses never saw that land of Canaan.
但是神告诉他是一个非常广阔的地。
But God told him it's a very wide and vast place.
非常好的地方。
It's a very good land.
是一个流奶与蜜之地。
It's a land full with milk and honey.
非常丰富的地方。
So abundant.
不但能供应我们日常的需要。
Not only can provide for our daily lives.
并且也像蜜一样叫我们能享受那个甘甜。
Also, it's like honey that we can enjoy its sweetness.
摩西相信神。
Moses believed God's word.
虽然他还没有看见过这个迦南地。
Even though he never saw this land of Canaan.
但是他相信。
But he believed.
所以当他把以色列人从埃及带出来。
So when he took the Israelites out of Egypt.
带到西南山的向下。
Went on the bottom of the Mount Sinai.
这一个百姓啊，神与他们立约。
God set a covenant with these people.
叫他们成为他特有的子民。
They are the special people of God.
成为一个祭司的国度。
They are a priestly nation.
一个圣洁的国民。
Holy people.
然后呢，神再往前面带。
And God kept leading them forward.
一直带他们到迦南地的那个南边。
Led them to the south of land of Canaan.
他们到了迦底斯布尼亚那个地方。
They came to Kadesh Barnea.
那个时候
At that time,
摩西就派了十二个探子
Moses sent 12 spies
进到这个迦南地区
Went into the land of Canaan
去探探那个地方
To spy out the land
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
实际上这是百姓的要求
In reality, it's the request of the people
本来神已经告诉他们
Already God told him.
这一个是宽广美好的地方。
This is a vast good place.
这是流奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of flow with milk and honey.
那你就相信就可以了。
You just have to believe it.
你相信就进去了。
If you believe, you enter.
但是以色列的百姓实在没有信心。
Israelites did not have faith.
虽然神说了。
Even though God said it.
但是他们里面他没有把握。
They don't have an assurance inside.
所以他们要求有人去看一看看。
They pleaded that people can go and spy out the land.
所以摩西就派了十二个探子。
So Moses sent 12 spies.
进到那个迦南地。
Went inside the land of Canaan to spy out the land.
他们在那个迦南地花了三十天的功夫。
They spent about 30 days in the land of Canaan.
然后他们就回来。
Then they returned.
到了民数记第十三章的时候。
In Numbers 13.
他们就在那里报告他们所看见。
They reported what they saw.
他们说我们所看见的实在是照着神所说的。
What we saw is really according to what God has said.
实在是个流奶与蜜之地。
Truly a land flow with milk and honey.
并且他们回来的时候呢
When they returned,
他们呢在以色列谷啊他们砍了一只的这个葡萄。
They cut off a vine at that place.
要两个人抬着回来。
They both of them had to carry the vine.
就说明这个葡萄啊，结的真是丰富。
This grape is really abundant.
所以他们不但报告那个地实在是很好的地。
They really reported that it's really a good land.
他们也用这种的果子啊，来证明说这是多么丰富的地方。
Also, the fruit testified that this is such a great place.
那这是很好的消息了。
This is good news.
表明神说的话都是确实的。
It means that what God said is true.
他们应当就是这样，就凭着信心就进到迦南地。
They should do this. They should just because from faith they should go to the land of Canaan.
因为神已经应许把这个地赐给他们。
Because God already promised this land to them.
神的应许。就是事实。
God's promise is true.
他如果应许了，他必定这样做。
If he promised, he will do so.
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
但是那个探子中间有十个探子。
But out of the 12 spies, there were 10 spies.
他说不错，这是一个很美的地方。
He said, yes, this is a very beautiful land.
这是个很丰富的地方。
Very abundant place.
但是我们在哪里看见？
However we saw.
那里的城市啊，高得顶天。
The cities were so high to heaven.
我们在那里也碰到了亚的族的人就是巨人
We saw the giants of the Anakites at that
place 他们那么高那么大
They were so high and tall
他们看我们像马扎一样
We are like grasshoppers
我们也看自己像这样
We think we're like grasshoppers
哎呀那个地方是吃人的地方
That place is the place where they're going to eat people
我们不能去啊
We cannot go there
我们如果去都给他们吃掉
If we go there we're going to be eaten up
哎呀不幸听到这些的话
Unfortunately we heard these words
就哭起来了
people start crying.
他们就觉得说，为什么神把我们带到这样的地方？
They're wondering why is God leading us to this place.
他们就怨恨摩西了。
So they actually got mad at Moses.
他说你为什么把我们带到这里来？
So why are you taking us to this place?
难道我们没有埋葬的地方吗？
Don't we have a place to bury?
我们宁可死在旷野里头。
We're willing to die in the wilderness.
我们也不要到迦南地给他们撒药。
We don't want to be killed.In the land of Canaan.
他们不信。
They did not believe.
当时的时候只有两十个摊子中间，十个摊子有两个。
In the time, there's only out of the 12 tribes, there's only two.
一个是加略。
One is Caleb.
一个是约书亚。
The other is Joshua.
他们在那里安抚百姓。
They were settling the people.
他说：“你们不要这样哀哭。”
He says, "Do not cry and wail like this."
我们所看见的地实在是美好之地。
The land we saw is truly a great, beautiful place.
神如果与我们同在
，God's presence is with us.
我们能进去
，We can go forth.
我们能得着那个地方
，We can.Receive this place.
做我们的产业
To become our inheritance.
这些人要做我们的食物
These people will become our food.
这些的巨人啊，做我们的食物
These giants will be our food.
叫我们更刚强
So we're stronger.
但是
However, unfortunately,
他们不但不听
the people
他们要用石头来打这两个摊子
They use stones to stone these two sides.
所以神就对摩西说
So therefore, God said to Moses,
这个百姓,
these people,
他们在旷野的里面,
in the midst of wilderness,
他们十次在那里试探,
10 times they tested me,
他们不相信,
they did not believe me,
因着他们不信的缘故,
because of their unbelief,
这个时代都不能进到这儿,
all the people in this generation will not enter to Canaan,
他们在那里讲,
they were saying,
我们的妇女, 我们的孩子,
our women and children,
都要被掳去做奴隶。
We're all going to be taken captive.
我们要被杀。
We are going to be killed.
我们的妻子儿女都要被掳去。
Our wives and children will all be taken captive.
神说不。
But God said no.
你们这一代的人都不能进迦南。
In this generation, none of you will enter Canaan.
因为你们不信。
Because you did not believe.
但是你们所说的妻子儿女。
But your wives and children.
他们要进到迦南。
They will enter Canaan.
谁能做？这样的事情
God can do such a thing
所以以色列人
So therefore Israelites
因着不信的缘故
Because of their unbelief
他们就不能进到迦南
They could not enter the land of Canaan
神叫他们回头
God told them to turn back
我们知道本来从埃及出来
We know that before when they came out of Egypt
进到迦南
They came to land of Canaan
最多不过两年的功夫
It really only should take 2 years
因为从西南山
Because from Mount Sinai
一直到加比斯布尼亚
To Kadesh Barnea
只有11天的路程
It's only 11 days a walk
他们在西南山留了一年多
In Mount Sinai you stayed about 1 year
所以加起来还不过两年
So if you add it together it's about 2 years
两年之内他们就可以进到迦南
Within 2 years they can go to the land of Canaan
就可以得着他们的产业
They shouldinherit their possession
但是因着不信的缘故
because of their unbelief
所以他们在旷野里又盘旋了38年
they drifted in the wilderness for 38 years
只等到那一代的人都死了
until the people of that generation all died
然后慢慢再转到这个迦南
and slowly they turned to the boundary of land of Canaan
不是在南边他们转到迦南的东边的边境
Then they didn't go to the southern part of Canaan, they went to the eastern part of Canaan.
就在约旦河的东边。
It's the east of River Jordan.
那么弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
他们现在经过了40年。
Now after 40 years.
已经到了约旦河的东边了。
They came to the east part of River Jordan.
只有一个约旦河把他们与这个应许之地隔开的
There's only the river Jordan that separated them from the promised land
那个时候摩西怎么样
At that time what was Moses like
所以在申命记第三章里面
So in Deuteronomy chapter 3
摩西在神面前有一个祷告
Moses had a prayer before God
但是这个祷告神没有听
But this prayer God did not listen to
他在那里说神啊
He said God
你已经在过去给我们看见你大能的作为。
In the past, you already let us see your mighty works.
你已经把我们带到这个地方。
You already brought us to here.
他说神啊
，God，
你让我进去。
Let me enter in.
让我进去到那个流奶与蜜之地。
Let me enter into the land of that flow with milk and honey.
就是你所应许的那个美地。
Which is the good, beautiful land that you promised.
你知道那一代的以色列人，他不要进去。
At that generation, Israelites did not want to enter in.
他不相信神的应许。
They did not believe the promise of God.
但是摩西心里一直是相信。
But Moses, in his heart, he always believed.
从神呼召他的时候开始。
Began when God called him.
神对他说，这是一个宽广美丽的地方。
God said to him, this is a very vast, beautiful place.
流奶与蜜之地。
Land full with milk and honey.
他就相信。
He believed.
探子去探那个地方。
When the spies went to spy out the land.
回来告诉说，的确确是如此的。
They came back and said, this is definitely true.
也看见了这个葡萄。
They saw grapes.
摩西心里相信。
Moses believed.
他里头实在是渴慕能进到神所应许之地。
In fact, he really longed to go to the promised land.
但是
However,
因为
Because
当以色列人在旷野盘旋的时候
When the Israelites were drifting in the wilderness,
他们到了这个寻的旷野
They came to
加比斯的地方
They came to Gilead.
到了那个地方
When they enter there
百姓又在那里发怨言
They started complaining again
因为他们没有水喝
Because they didn't have water to drink
他们说摩西你为什么把我们领到这个地方
They said Moses why did you lead us here
这个地方也不能撒种
You cannot plant here
也没有收割
You cannot reap here either.
这个地方也没有水。
There's no water here.
我们和我们的儿女都要渴死了。
We and our children will all be thirsty to death.
我们的牲畜啊也都要渴死了。
That all, everyone, all our flocks will be thirsty to death.
你为什么把我们带到这个地方
？Why did you bring us here?
所以他们在摩西面前又在那里大发怨言。
Again, they complained before Moses.
我们知道这个不是第一次啊。
This is not the first time.
如果你回头到出埃及记第十七章的里面。
If you go back to Exodus chapter 17.
在那里他们停留一次。
At one time at that place.
也是因为没有水喝。
Also because there's no water.
他们在那里发怨言。
They were complaining.
他们说耶和华是不是在我们中间
？Is the Lord in among us?
为什么他不给我们水呢
？How come he's not giving us water?
他们发怨言。
They were complaining.
摩西说你们不要试探神。
Moses said, do not test God.
结果神对摩西说
God said to Moses,
你拿了手中的杖
take your staff,
你带着长老们
you take your elders,
走到何利山这个磐石那里
go to the rock of Mount Horeb,
你神说我要站在这个磐石上
God said, I will stand on this rock,
你要把这个杖击打这个磐石
You have to strike this rock.
磐石就裂开。
This rock will split up.
有水就流出来。
Water will flow forth.
并且这个水流出来成了河一样。
This water will flow forth became a river.
就解决了以色列人这个喝水的问题。
Which took care of the water business.
本来在旷野里没有水。
In the wilderness, there was no water.
但是这个水好像活水的江河一样。
But this water is like river life of stream.
随着他们。
Came with them,
叫他们一直有水喝
so that they will always have water.
所以弟兄姊妹
therefore brothers and sisters,
神已经给他们看见
God will allow them to see.
神是怎样的爱他们
God loves them so much.
纪念他们的需要
remember their needs.
但是经过了三十多年又回来了
but after 30 plus years, they came
back. 又到了原来的地方
they came to the same place again.
又没有水
There's no water again.
我不知道为什么那个随着他们的磐石好像不流出水来。
I don't know why that rock which is going with them no longer flows forth water.
可能是神要试验他们。
Maybe God wants to test them.
所以他们又在那里发怨言。
Again they were complaining.
求对摩西说。
They said to Moses,
你为什么这样害我们？
Why are you causing us trouble like this?
那么神对摩西说，
God said to Moses,
你和亚伦，
You and Aaron,
从会幕的面前那根杖把它拿来。
Take the staff in front of the tabernacle.
那请你记得，这一次的杖与上一次的杖不同。
Please remember, this staff is not the same as the first staff.
上一次神叫摩西拿他手中的杖。
That time God told Moses to take the staff in his hand.
那个杖啊，就是摩西啊，他看羊的时候的那个杖。
That staff is the staff that Moses used to shepherd his flock.
那个杖就是神叫摩西在红海啊，把这个杖伸出来，红海就分开了。
This staff is the staff that separated the Red Sea.
神说你用这个杖来击打这个磐石。
God said, use the staff to strike the rock.
水就流出来。
Then the water will flow forth.
但是这一次神怎么对他讲？
But this time, what did God say?
神说你要把亚伦的杖拿来。
Now you're going to take Aaron's staff.
你知道亚伦的杖是怎样的杖呢？
You know what kind of staff is Aaron's staff?
有一次你记得吗？
Remember one time?
以色列人总在哪里争呢？
People were fighting among the Israelites.
为什么只有亚伦可以侍奉神？
How come only Aaron can serve God?
我们都是圣洁的。
We're all holy.
我们也可以侍奉。
We can serve God too.
那神说好。
But God said okay.
每一个支派预备一个杖。
Every tribe will prepare a staff.
这个杖是死的了。
This staff is dead.
你从树上砍下来了。
You take it from the tree.
已经变了杖了，变成死的东西。
It's a dead rock.
那么立位的支派就是亚伦的杖。
The tribe of the Levites is Aaron's rod.
那把十二个杖啊放在约柜的面前。
Place all these 12 staffs before the ark.
让它过夜。
Let it stay overnight.
那么到了第二天。
Until the second day.
他们发现说。
They realized.
亚伦的杖啊发芽结果了。
Aaron's,
开花了。
Aaron's rod blossomed and had flowers.
其他的杖它是死的杖。
The other rods were all dead.
所以神就用这一个叫以色列人安静下来。
So God caused this, used this to silence the Israelites.
给他们看见说。
Let them see.
只有在复活的能力里面才能侍奉神。
Only can you serve God in the power of resurrection.
人凭着自己这个死不能侍奉神。
People,based on your own self and your death, you cannot serve God.
所以现在神叫摩西把这个杖拿出来。
So now God told Moses to take this rod out.
这是祭祀的杖。
This is a priestly rod.
因为上面有花有果。
Because there's fruit and there's flower on this rod.
那么神就对摩西说。
Then God said to Moses.
他说你到了那个磐石那里。
When you go to this rock.
你要手里拿着这个杖。
In your hand, you have to carry this rock.
你要对这个磐石说话。
You will speak to this rock.
叫磐石流出水来。
So the rock can flow forth water.
但是那个时候。
But at that time,
摩西被百姓啊激动他的灵了。
His spirit was stirred by the Israelites.
他给他们 provoked, 给他们激动。
He was provoked by the Israelites.
所以那个时候他发怒了。
He became angry at the time.
他在那里说你们这辈背叛的人。
See, you rebellious people.
我给你们水喝。
I will give you water.
他就把这个杖啊在这个磐石上打了两次。
He takes the staff and hit the rock twice.
你知道这个杖上是有花有果的。
You know this rock has flower and has fruit.
给他这一打这个上面的花果都打坏掉了。
When you hit it, all the flower and the, fruit all became bad.
他违背了神的命令。
He disobeyed God's command.
但是神为着他自己的荣耀。
But because God was for his own glory.
表明他是圣洁的神。
Say that he is the holy God.
虽然摩西犯了罪。
Even though Moses sinned.
没有遵行神的旨意。
Did not follow God's command.
神还是叫磐石流出水。
God still caused the rock to flow forth water.
表明神是满有怜悯。蛮有恩典。
Representing that God is full of mercy and grace.
那为着这个缘故。
For this reason.
神对摩西说。
God said to Moses.
你和亚伦不能进到迦南。
You and Aaron cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么原因呢？
What is the reason?
因为你要看见说。
You will see.
这一个磐石就是代表我们的主耶稣基督。
This rock represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣为着我们的缘故被神击打。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, because of our sake, was struck by God.
摩西手中的杖是神的杖。
Moses' rod is God's rod.
所以表明说我们的主耶稣他在十字架上是被神击打。
It represents that our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross was struck by God.
他是为着我们的缘故。
It's for our sake.
他在那里被神击打。
He was struck by God.
但是因着他离开了。
Because he let, it was split.
他在十字架上的身体破开了。
That his body was broken.
里面流出血和水。
On the cross, and there's water and blood that flow forth.
血洗净我们的罪。
The blood cleansed our sins.
水像生命的水源一样。
The water is like the river of life.
叫我们饥渴的得着饱足。
So that we can, those are thirsty will no longer thirst.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见这个预表上面这是何等的宝贝。
You see the representation here, how great, how precious it is.
所以这个你不能随随便便的。
You cannot just be careless here.
现在主耶稣已经为我们离开了。
Here, the Lord Jesus already broken for us.
他不能再两次被击打。
He cannot be struck twice.
所以神叫摩西拿亚伦的杖。
So God told Moses to take Aaron's rod.
亚伦的杖是祭司的杖。
Aaron's rod is a priestly rod.
祭司是根据什么呢？
What is priest based on?
祭司是根据神的救赎来侍奉的。
Priest is based on God's redemption to serve.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上完成的工作。
Because of the completed work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
那么祭司就来把这个工作加在我们身上。
The priest take this work and add it onto us.
所以你只要拿了这个杖对磐石说话就可以了。
If you take this rod, you only have to speak to the rock.
但是摩西发怒。
But Moses was angry.
所以他把这个杖又打了两次。
So he takes his rod, he hit the rock twice again.
这个是违背了神的心意。
This disobeyed God's heart.
我们的主只能被击打一次。
Our Lord can only be struck once.
他一次为我们成功了永远的救赎。
One time he completed our eternal forever redemption.
他不需要再被击打。
He cannot. He doesn't need to be struck again.
我们只要凭着信心对他说话。
Through our faith, we speak to him.
活水就涌流了。
So living water will flow forth.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
所以摩西和亚伦在这里犯了一个很大的罪。
Moses and Aaron committed great sin here.
他们违背了神的心意。
They disobeyed God's heart.
不但是这样。
Not only so.
因为那个时候的百姓。
Because the people of that time.
他们看摩西好像神一样。
They saw Moses and thought of him as God.
我们昨天已经说过了。
We already said it yesterday.
人总是喜欢看得见摸得着的。
People like to see something concrete that they can see and touch.
神是没有形状的。
God has no form.
他们以色列人摸不着他。
Israelites cannot touch him.
所以他们看摩西好像看神一样。
So when they see Moses, they think of it as God.
所以摩西在以色列百姓的面前。
So Moses before the Israelites.
他是代表神的。
He represents God.
那么现在他把神代表错了。
Now he represents wrongly of God.
好像他给以色列人对神一个错误的印象。
They gave a wrong concept, misconception to the Israelites.
神就是那样一个烦怒的神。
God is a God of wrath.
轻易烦怒的神。
Very easy to get angry.
把神代表错。
They represented wrongly.
所以我们知道。
So therefore we know.
代表错的罪。
The sin of misrepresentation.
那是最大的罪。
Is the biggest sin.
因为把神代表错。
If you misrepresent God.
所以人越亲近神。
The people when they're closer to God.
神在他们身上的管教越严格。
The discipline of God is even stronger.
因为他们在那里代表神。
Because of representing God there.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this reason.
摩西亚伦神说不能进到迦南。
Moses and Aaron, you cannot go to the land of Canaan.
好像以色列人可以一直犯罪。
Like Israelites could continue to sin.
一直发怨言。
They can keep complaining.
一直试探神。
Keep testing God.
神都赦免他们。
God will forgive them.
要忍耐他们。
Will endure them.
但是摩西就犯了一个次的罪。
Moses only committed one sin.
圣城你不能进去。
God said you can't enter it.
但是摩西心里面。
However, in the heart of Moses,
他实在渴慕那个地方。
He really longed for that place.
他渴慕神所应许的。
He longed for the promise of God.
他要神所要给的。
He wants what God wants to give.
啊，今天许多的人。
Many people today.
神要给你还不要了。
God wants to give you, you don't want it.
你不欣赏。
You don't enjoy it.
你在那里反而要其他的东西。
You want other things.
但是摩西不是这样。
But Moses was not like that.
他认识神。
He knows God.
他要神。
He wants God.
凡是神要给的，他都要。
Whatever God wants to give, he wants.
他要得到神所得到他。
He wants to receive whatever God wants him to receive.
所以他都又到了迦南的边上。
So he came to the boundary of land of Canaan.
他看见一条河隔在那里。
He sees a river that's separating it.
他在神面前就祷告。
He prayed before the Lord.
他说神啊。
He said, Lord, God.
你让我过去吧。
Let me go over.
你已经给我看见你这样大能的作为了。
You already saw the great mighty work.
现在让我过去吧。
Just let me cross over.
神说
God said,
罢了罢了。
This is enough.
你不要祷告。
Do not pray any longer.
好像他再祷告下去，神的心也动了。
No matter what, if you keep praying, God will not have my move.
但是这个不是神命令的旨意。
But this is God's sovereign command of will.
为了神许可的旨意。
This is a permissive will of God.
你知道神的心很软哦。
You know God's heart is very soft.
西西家王啊。
We know King Hezekiah.
当神借着先知以赛亚对他说。
Through Prophet Isaiah, saying to him.
你的日子满足了。
Your time's up.
现在你要预备走了。
You should just prepare to go.
西西家他躺在床上。
Hezekiah lying on bed.
他转身向着墙。
He turned toward the wall.
他就哭了。
He was crying.
他说神啊。
He said, God.
太早了。
Too early.
再给你十五年。
I'll give you another 15 years.
但是那十五年出了大问题。
That 15 years caused many problems.
你知道吗？
You know that?
在那十五年里面。
In the midst of that 15 years.
第一。
First.
他生了一个儿子。
He bore a son.
叫摩拿西。
Called Manasseh.
而这个儿子。
This son.
在犹太王的中间犯罪是最厉害的。
Among the king of Judah is the one that committed the most sin.
因着他犯罪。
Because of his sin.
神叫以色列叫犹太国被掳到巴比伦。
Because of his sin, the Israelites were taken
captive. 如果早一点死，没有这个孩子就好了。
If he died early and he didn't have the son, that's better.
不但是这样。
Not only so.
因为他病好了。
Because his sickness was healed.
哎呀，很远的地方。
Very far away.
巴比伦的王。
The king of Babylon.
派使者那样。来恭喜他。
Send ambassadors to congratulate him.
哦，他高兴极了。
He was so happy.
他把他所有的财宝都给当时的他。
He showed all his treasure and possession to this ambassador.
他骄傲。
He was arrogant.
所以结果所有的都掳到巴比伦。
So therefore, everything was taken captive to Babylon.
所以活在神命定的旨意里。
If you live under the sovereign will of God, that's the best.
活在神许可的旨意里。会有毛病的。
You're going to have problems if you live under the permissive will of God.
所以要记得我们的神的心是软的。
Remember our Lord's heart is soft.
你不要勉强他哦。
Do not just push him.
我盼望到你到神面前祷告的时候。
I hope that when you come before the Lord,
你要像Margaret G. Barber.
You should be like Margaret G. Barber.
何教士。
Margaret G. Barber.
你知道何教士啊，他在神面前呢。有这样的祷告。
You know, she has such a prayer before the Lord.
他这个何教士，他自己的意志也很强的。
She had a strong will.
有的时候他有神脑病瘤啊。
Sometimes she will cause conflict with God.
神要他这样，他要那样。
God wants her this way, she wants that way.
但是他有一个好处。
But there's something good about
her. 他在神面前说。
Every day before the God.
虽然我是要不那样。
Even though I want this way.
我觉得还不能照你的意思做。
I cannot follow according to your will.
但是你忍耐我。
But you endure me.
你不要听我。
Do not listen to me.
你忍耐我。
Be patient with me.
只等到你的旨意完成。
Until your will is completed.
弟兄姊妹，这就对了。
Brothers and sisters, this is right.
所以今天。
So therefore today.
我们也能学这样的功课。
I hope we can learn this lesson also.
所以现在摩西说罢了。
So Moses said, enough.
你不要再向我求。
Just don't plead with me anymore.
这是最好的。
This is the best.
你不能进去。
You cannot enter.
但是我能让你看一看。
But I will allow you to see it.
所以你知道摩西死之前。
We know that before Moses died.
神就到叫他到这个 Mount Pisgah 这上去。
Moses told God told Moses to go to top of Mount Pisgah.
神就把迦南美地都点给他看。
God showed him all the good land of Canaan.
然后神他就死。
Then he died.
神就埋葬他。
God buried him.
圣经里只有一个人是神埋葬的。
In the Bible, there's only one person that God buried.
哎呀，今天如果能给神埋葬，这是荣耀。
Isn't it so glorious if God can bury you?
当然，今天能活作被提是更好。
Of course, if we can be alive and then be resurrected, that's the best.
但是有一件事很稀奇。
There's something that's amazing.
当我在读圣经的时候。
When I'm reading the Bible.
你知道摩西在生命记里。
You know, Moses in Deuteronomy,
他有三次
three times,
把迦南地很仔细地描写出来
detailedly written than the Canaan.
他没有进去过
He's never entered it.
他不过听见
He only heard of it.
从探子的身上听见一点
He heard through the spies.
他到这个 Mount Pisgah去看，这是他死的时候看见的。
What he saw at Mount Pisgah is right before he died.
不是他写《生命记》的时候看见的。
It's not what he saw when he wrote Deuteronomy.
他写
《
生命记》的时候他已经死了。
When he saw in Deuteronomy, he's already dead.
他真正也没有看见。
He never really saw.
但是稀奇。
But amazingly,
《生命记》里头。
In the midst of Deuteronomy,
他能把迦南美地啊描写的那么的仔细。
He can write so detailedly a picture of land of Canaan.
那么就请问。
That let me ask you.
他什么时候看见的
？When did he see this?
他在异象里头看见。
In vision he saw.
神一定给他异象。
God definitely gave him vision.
因为他里面那样的切慕。
Because he has such a longing in him.
他里面那样的相信。
He believes so much in his heart.
虽然神不能允许他进去。
Even though God did not promise him to go into.
但是神把迦南美地很详细的描写给他。
God gave him a detailed description of land of Canaan.
好像什么呢
？What is it like?
好像大卫一样。
It's like David.
大卫渴慕神。
David longed for God.
他渴慕神的家。
Long for his God's
home. 他愿意为神建造一个殿。
He wants to set up a temple for God.
但是因为他流血太多。
Because he shed many blood.
他不能建造神的殿。
He cannot build God's temple.
因为神是和平的神。
Because God is God of peace.
不会，他代表错了。
It will misrepresent God.
所以神不让他建造。
Therefore, God did not allow him to build a temple.
但是神把圣殿的图样用手画给他。
But God described and drew the picture of the temple to him.
我想神对摩西也是一样的。
I think God is similarly treated Moses.
哎呀，感谢神。
Thank God.
如果你有一个心炫慕神。
If you have a heart longing for God.
如果你有一个相信他的心。
If you have a believing heart.
神总是会把他的奥秘向你启示。
God will reveal His mystery to you.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
神不会把他的秘密向那些亲近他的人隐藏起来。
He will not hide His mystery to those who are intimate with Him.
所以神就把那个迦南地给摩西看见。
So God let Moses see the land of Canaan.
他在灵里头已经看见。
In His spirit, He already saw.
那么我们现在来看看他。看见的是什么
Then let's see what did he see、
你们看生命记第六章
If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6
生命记第六章
Deuteronomy chapter 6
第十节和第十一节
Verse 10 and verse 11
耶和华你的神领你进他到你立祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各岂是应许给你的地那里有城邑有大有美非你所建造有房屋装满各样美物非你所装满的 有自成的水井，非泥所做成的；凡有葡萄园、橄榄园，非泥所栽种，你吃了，而且饱足。
And it shall be when Jehovah thy God bringeth thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and good cities which thou buildest not, and houses full, everything good which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive yards which thou plantest not, and thou shalt have eaten and shalt be full.
我想在解释这个之前，我先要把它点一下。
Before I explain this, I want to just pinpoint some points.
以色列人乃是神所定的子民。
The Israelites are God's people. Are God's earthly people.
所以神给他们的应许都是所定的。
So God's promise to them are all earthly.
神应许他们迦南美地。
God promised them the land of Canaan.
这是真正在地上的有一块的地叫迦南地。
It truly there's a piece of land on earth called Canaan.
是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land flowed with milk and honey.
但是今天对我们来说。
But to us today.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
今天主把我们从罪恶世界里救出来。
God saved us from this worldly sin, this world of sin.
这个不过是一个手续。
This is only a procedure.
神的目的是要把我们带到那个迦南美地。
God's purpose is to bring us to the good land of Canaan.
那么我们的迦南美地是什么呢？
What is our good and beautiful Canaan?
因为今天我们是神所天的子民。
Because we are heavenly, people of God.
我们是神属灵的子民。
We are the spiritual people of God.
所以神所应许给我们的也是属灵的。
What God has promised to us is also spiritual.
也是属天的。
It's also heavenly.
天离开地有多远。
However far heaven and earth is apart.
属天属灵的比属地属世的不晓得要好多少。
You know how much better the heavenly and the spiritual thing is compared to the earthly thing.
所以今天神要把那个属天的迦南地赐给我。
So today God wants to give us the heavenly Canaan to us.
我们每一个蒙得救的人
Every one of us that are saved
神要把我们带到属天的迦南地
God wants to bring us to the heavenly Canaan
那么这一个属天的迦南地是什么呢
What is this heavenly Canaan?
圣经告诉我
The Bible tells us
这个属天的迦南地就是基督耶稣
This heavenly Canaan is Lord Jesus Christ
我们的主耶稣就是神应许我们的基业
Lord Jesus Christ is the God's promise of our inheritance.
他不但借着他的儿子来救我们。
Not only through his son, he saved us.
并且他把他的儿子赐给我们做我们的基业。
So God already gave his son so that he became our inheritance.
而我们的基业是落在美好之地。
Our inheritance possession is on a good land.
因为我们的主是那样丰富的。
Because our God is so abundant.
凡是主的都是我们的
Everything that belongs to the Lord is ours
弟兄姊妹你想一想看
Just think about it brothers
这个是神对我们每一个人的心意
This is God's heart to every one of us
那么现在我们来看看那个预表
Now let's look at the representation
迦南地是怎么样的地呢
What kind of land is land of Canaan
神说那里有城邑
God said there are cities there
很多的城已经盖在那里又高又大
The good and tall that are there
这个代表什么呢
What does this represent?
这个代表说对我们来说
According to us
这个是新耶路撒冷
This is New Jerusalem
神为着我们预备了一个新耶路撒冷
God prepared a New Jerusalem to us
在迦南地的那些城邑
All the cities in Canaan
虽然在探子的眼中说好像顶天了、
Even though in the eyes of the spies almost they reach heaven
但是他们的天太矮了
But their heaven is so short.
根本算不得什么。
It's not worth nothing.
但是你如果读启示录二十三，最后两章的时候。
If you read the last two chapters of Revelation.
你看见这个新耶路撒冷的城墙是够高啊。
You see how tall the cities are in this New Jerusalem.
那真是顶天了。
It's really reaching heaven.
那么这一个城也是迦南人，这些城也都是迦南人盖的。
These cities are all built by the Canaanites.
以色列人就是进去 就有城可以住了。
Israelites is into it, and then they have cities to live in.
因为他们自己不下功夫了。
They don't have to use their own strength.
那么这个是耶路撒冷谁盖的呢？
Who built this new Jerusalem?
你记得在希伯来书第十一章里头。
Do you remember in Hebrews chapter 11?
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
他在那里仰望一座有根基的城。
He was looking at a city with foundation.
是神所经营所建造。
It's what God created and built.
我们的主不是说吗？
Didn't our Lord say?
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I will build my church on this rock.
阴府的权势不能胜过。
The gates of Hades will not overcome it.
弟兄姊妹，教会就是一个新耶路撒冷。
But then sister, church is New Jerusalem.
是神自己建造的。
God built it himself.
哎，我们不过坐享其成就是。
We're just sitting in there.
一切都为我们预备好。
Everything is provided already.
感谢上帝。
Thank and praise God.
不但有城啊。
Not only cities.
里头有许多的家。
There are many homes.
好多房子在那。
Many houses.
不但有房子啊。
Not only houses.
里面充满了美屋啊。
There's so many beautiful things.
所以我说，我是怎么知道的？
So I said, how did Moses know?
你就是到比斯加山上去看，也看不见了。
Even if you go to the top of Pisgah, you can't see them.
就是他能看见房子，房子里东西他看不见。
Then they can see houses, but they can't see the things in the house.
但是他看见了。
But he saw everything.
这个是异象。
This is vision.
他看见了。
He saw.
里面充满了好的东西。
There's so many things within it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不是永生神的家吗？
Aren't we the eternal house of God?
都是神所建造的。
We're all built by God.
不是在神的家里充满了美物吗？
Isn't that in God's house there's beautiful things?
弟兄何不同居？
The brothers and sisters dwell together.
何等美，何等的好。
It's so good and so pretty.
好像这个膏油从亚伦的头上。
It's like the holy anointed oil flowing from Aaron's head to his beard.
一直到一经。
All the way to the end.
又像圣灵的甘露。
It's also like a dew of Haman.
它怎样落在这个锡安山上？
How it came to Mount Zion.
在那里有永生有命定的福。
There is a eternal commanding father there.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要怕没有地方住啊。
So brothers, don't worry that you have no place to live.
今天我们在地上有的时候怕没有地方住。
We're afraid that maybe on earth we have no place to live.
但是主说，我去为你们预备地方。
But God said, I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
并且约翰十四章里那个地方是 mansion.
This is a mansion in John.
今天你住一个小屋子，将来你要住 mansion。
Maybe you live in a small home today, but later you're going to live in a mansion.
所以你不要羡慕今天的 mansion.
Do not admire today's mansion.
这些 mansion 算不得什么。
This mansion is nothing.
住在那里也不舒服。
Even if you live there, it's not comfortable.
但是主为我们预备的。
But what God provided for us.
充满美。
It's so much, so beautiful.
实在看今天许多人住在 mansion 里，里头都是空的。
We see that many people live in mansions empty inside.
你问问那些人，里头保住不保住啊？
You ask them, are they safe inside?
他们的痛苦比我们的痛苦还厉害。
They're suffering more than us.
他们睡觉也睡不着。
They cannot sleep tight.
股票跌下来。
The stock came down.
那怎么办？
What are they going to do?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢他们神。
We thank and praise God.
你看，主为我们预备都这么好啊。
What God provided is so great.
这些房子都预备好了。
These houses are prepared for.
充满美屋。
Fill the whole house.
不要我们去挂心的。
We don't have to worry about it.
这岂不是我们的主吗？
Isn't that our Lord?
我们的主，他有吃不透的丰富。
There's so it's unmeasured abundance in our Lord.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天把我们的基督看得太穷了。
We think our Lord is so poor.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
神本性所有的丰富都居住在他里面。
That all the abundance of God all lives in him.
你想想神。
Think about God.
神是多么丰富的。
God is so abundant.
你能测量他的丰富吗？
Can you measure his abundance?
我们说infinite。无限量。
We say it's infinite.
他的爱也不能测量。
You cannot measure his love.
保罗说，神的爱长阔高深。
How wide and great and high is God's love?
他在那里讲的时候就说， 不知道多长多高的胡子。
Paul says he didn't know how wide and how high and how long how high the God's love is.
神的圣洁能测量吗？
Can you measure God's holiness?
神的爱不能测量。
You cannot measure God's love.
神的一切都是不能测量。
You cannot measure anything about God.
但是神所有的丰富。
But all God's abundance.
凡是神自己。
Whatever God Himself.
都装在基督里。
It's already placed in Christ.
全部都在基督耶稣里。
Everything is in Christ.
没有一点点缺少的。
There's nothing lacking.
如果今天你到神面前。
If you come before God today.
你说神啊。
You say.
你在基督之外再给我一样东西。
Give me something else outside of Christ.
神说对不起。
God said, I'm sorry.
我一点都没有了。
I don't have any more.
因为通通在基督里。
Because everything's in Christ.
你要的话到基督里去。
If you want, go into Christ to get it.
在基督之外你拿不到。
You can't get anything outside of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是多丰富。
Our God is so abundant.
他是我们的迦南地。
He is our Canaan.
啊，他为我们预备了。
He provided for us.
在那里还有井。
There's also wells there.
只做一些挖好了。
It's already digged up.
换一句话说，活水已经在那里流了。
In other words, living water is already flowing.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
今天在基督里。
Today in Christ.
圣灵就充满了。
Holy Spirit fills us.
不被你去挖井的。
You don't have to dig the well anymore.
有泉源在里面，一直涌到里面。
The wellspring comes forth all the way to eternity.
并且呢，还有葡萄园，有橄榄园。
There's also olive vines and grapevines.
不但有粮食吃。
There's not only food to eat.
还有这个膏油来涂抹你。
There's also anointing oil there to anoint you.
所以神对以色列人说。
So God said to the Israelites.
你们吃了，而且饱足。
If you eat, you'll be full.
但是都不是你们预备的。
But it's not what you prepared.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美。
Thank and praise God.
神为我们预备了基督。
God provided Christ for us.
一切的丰富都在基督里。
All the abundance is within Christ.
我们在他的里面也得以完全。
We are also made complete in Him.
这是哥罗西第二章九节十节。
This is what Galatians 2, 9 and 10.
Colossians
chapter 2, 9 and 10.
那里告诉我们说，神本性所有的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
It says that concretely, all the fullness of God already lives inside Christ.
你们也在他里面得以完全。
You're also made complete in Him.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们在基督里得以完全。
That in Christ we are complete.
好，我们再来看第八章。
Let's also turn to chapter 8.
第八章第七节。
Chapter 8 verse 7.
第七节到第十节
verse 7 to verse 10。
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来，那地有小麦大麦葡萄树无花果树石榴树橄榄树和蜜，你在那地不缺食物一无所缺，那地的石头是梯，山内刻一挖铜，你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
For Jehovah thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, of deep waters, that gush forth in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, where thou shalt lack nothing.A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose mountains that will dig copper. How does Moses know these things? In his spirit, he saw. God already gave him this picture.
哎呀，这个地是什么样的地呢？
What kind of land is this?
啊，那里有河，
there is water brooks.
有源，有泉。
There's water brooks. There's springs and there's wells.
还有从谷中流出来的水。
What's flowing forth from the hills and valleys?
啊，水是很重要的。
Water is very important.
啊，那里有河，在哪里水？
There's river there.
啊，你记得我们的主耶稣在约翰福音第七章里头。
Remember how Jesus Christ said in John chapter 7.
主耶稣在哪里说？
Lord Jesus Christ said.
信我的人。
Whoever believes in me.
从他腹中。
inside him will have wellspring of water that will flow forth. This is representing Holy Spirit. So today that we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit fills us. That the Holy Spirit flows out like a wellspring, streams of water that came out.
还有泉源。
There's also wells.
约翰第四章里面。
John chapter 4.
就在撒玛利亚的妇人说。
Jesus said to the Samaritan woman,
"You're
going to be thirsty after drinking the well of Jacob. But if you drink the water that I
set
you, inside you will be a wellspring that will go to eternity. You will no longer be thirsty. If you drink the earthy water, you're going to be thirsty again. But you will no longer be thirsty if you drink the water I give you. There's also there's different kinds of water that comes out.
Deep water.
That's deep water.
圣水,
deep water.
圣灵充满了我们,
the Holy Spirit filled us. Full of the Lord's light. Just like the 10 wise virgins. Not only there's oil in their torch. In their vessel, there's also oil. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is what our Lord provided for us.
在基督里,
in Christ,
圣灵,
Holy Spirit is our water. It will satisfy our thirsting. He will flow like a wellspring of water. It will fill us.
一个人如果活在基督里,
if a person, if he or she lives in Christ,
圣灵就充满了,
the Holy Spirit will fill that person. So Ephesians 5 says,
不要醉酒,
do not get drunk on wine.
酒能使人放荡,
because if you're drunk, you're leading to debauchery.
要被圣灵充满,
instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满什么意思?
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
就是让圣灵来管理,
that the Holy Spirit will govern over you.
你继续不断地让圣灵来管理,
continually you allow the Holy Spirit to govern over you.
感谢主,
thank God.
这个在基督里面都给了我们,
in Christ is all given to us.
并且 在这里有大麦, 有小麦,
there's wheat and barley.
你知道当初的人, 他们穷人, 就吃大, 大麦,
you know that poor people at that time will eat wheat,
barley.
Barley.
这个是穷人吃的东西,
barley is what poor people eat.
比较富裕的人, 就吃小麦,
if you're richer you will eat wheat.
但是这里给我们看见说, 神所预备的是那样的丰富,
here we see what God provided is so abundant.
还有葡萄, 无花果, there's 石榴,
there's vines, pomegranates, and fig trees. Everything will bear fruit. We can enjoy it.
还有蜜,
there's honey.
叫你饱足没有缺少,
that you're full and there was lacking nothing.
弟兄姊妹,
as long as we constantly lonely live in Christ,
你就发现说,
you realize there's nothing lacking.
今天你觉得有缺少,
if you think there's something lacking today, because you did not live in Christ,
你从主里面跑出去了,
you left Christ.
你跑出去另外去找这个猪吃的头奖,
you're looking for something that pigs eat.
所以你就是饥饿,
so that's why you're hungry.
你如果住在主里面,
if you live within Christ,
一无所缺,
you will lack nothing.
感谢主,
thank God.
今天那个加利利还有什么呢?
What else does this man of Canaan have?
他有铜有铁,
there's copper and a stone.
铜和铁是代表有力量,
what does copper and stone represent?
我们在基督里面就有力量,
in Christ there's strength.
我们能胜过撒旦一切的试探,
we can go above all the temptations of Satan.
所以我们要在主里面刚强,
so we have to be strong in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你看这些都是给我们看见我们的主,
brothers and sisters, you see this all represent, let us see our Lord.
然后我们再看第十一章,
let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
第十一章我们 经文看第十节
第十一节 verse 10 and verse 11 to verse 12。
你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁收到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
For the land whither thou enterest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy feet, as a garden of earth, but the land whereunto ye are passing over to possess it is a land of mountains and valleys, which drinketh water of rain of heaven, a land which Jehovah thy God cares for, eyes of Jehovah thy God are constantly upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year.
你知道以色列人本来在埃及住的。
You know that originally Israelites lived in Egypt.
埃及是一个平原。
Egypt is a plain.
就在尼勒河的旁边。
Next to River Nile.
那么他们就是靠这个尼勒河的水啊。
They just depended on the water from River Nile.
因为每年这个水泛滥的时候。
Because when the water came out.
就把那个肥料啊就放在这个地上。
Will fertilize the land.
那么平常他们耕地呢。
When they're cultivating the land,
他们都用水车来耕地。
They use water cars to cultivate.
我想你们年轻人都没有看见过这个东西。
I'm sure young people have never seen it. 也
许图画上有看见过。
Maybe in the picture you've seen it.
我们在小的时候就是这样。
When we're young, we're like this.
人在哪里耕地是什么呢？
Well, they're cultivating. What are they doing?
这里有一块地。
There's a land here.
那么这里有一个河。
There's a river next to it.
那么他就用一个水车。
Takes a water
car. 那么这个人啊用这个脚啊在那里搭这个水车。
So this person is riding on this water cart.
那么搭的时候啊这个水车的水啊就从河里头就掉上来了。
And we know the water will come from the river onto the land.
就倒在那个地上。
And the water will pour forth on the land.
很辛苦哦。
It's very hard.
他这个脚啊一直在那里搭。
He's constantly pedaling.
如果不这样做就没有水了。
If you don't pedal like this, you have no water.
又是江南中国江南地方都是种草的了。
Especially in
Rice.
Okay, especially in this part of China, they are cultivating rice.
所以都需要有水的嘛。
You need water.
很辛苦。
Very hard.
但是神对以色列人说。
But Israelites said to
God, 现在我要带你们去的地方。
Now the place I want to bring you to.
你们用不着用脚打水了。
You don't have to pedal your.
因为那个地方有山有谷。
Because there's mountains and valleys.
那个地方完全靠天上降下来的雨。
That place depends on what the heaven rain comes down.
不需要你们自己的力量。
You don't need your own strength anymore.
神的眼目在那里观看这个地。
God's eyes is constantly upon this land.
神爱这个地。
God loves this land.
对他安从岁初到年终。
The beginning of the year to the end of the year.
他叫春雨秋雨按时降下。
He once caused rain waterfall to come down to land.
叫你们这个地是非常的滋润。
So they have a lot of fertilized materials for the land.
这个地与埃及地不同。
This land is different from the land of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在基督里。
In Christ today.
你要看见与在世界里完全不同。
See that you're different from the world.
在世界里啊。
When you're in the world.
劳劳苦苦。
Hard labor.
你这个脚不踏的话，
if you don't pedal with your feet,
你肚子就饿了。
You're going to be hungry inside.
是不是啊？这不是
这样。This is the world.
劳工啊，苦工啊。
Labor, hard work.
都是奴工啊。
Hard work.
你没有自由。
You have no freedom.
你把你最好的日子都给了他。
You give your best years to the world.
这个世界的王是一个凶暴的王。
The king of the world is a very.
他。叫我们连活命都活不了。
This king of the world is a very violent king that we can't even live. It's very hard to serve him. Thank God.
服侍神用不同。
It's different to serving God.
你看见用不着你的脚在那里踏踏踏踏。
You don't have to pedal with your feet anymore.
神把恩雨降下来。
God will shed the grace of rain of grace down. Shower blessing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们这几天呢是在 shower blessing.
These few days really shower our blessings.
感谢主，天天下雨。
Every day, thank God, it was raining every day.
给我们看见说，神的心要祝福。
we see that God's heart is going to bless us. God really loves us.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看见。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see.
在这里，摩西有异象。
Here, Moses had vision.
他不但有异象。
Not only does he have vision.
他有愿望。
He has hope.
他有信心。
He has faith.
虽然因为他犯罪的缘故。
Even though he sinned.
神不让他进去。
God did not allow him to enter in.
让他看一下。
He only saw it for a little bit.
那摩西进去了没有？
Did Moses enter it?
他进去了。
He went in.
你如果读马太福音十七章的时候。
If you read Matthew chapter 17.
当主耶稣登山变化的时候。
In the mountain of transfiguration.
什么人在哪里啊？
Who was there?
摩西在哪里？
Moses was there.
摩西也到了迦南地了。
Moses went to land of Canaan also.
虽然他活着的时候神不让他进去。
Even though when he was alive, God did not allow him to enter in.
但是因着他相信。
Because of belief.
他在复活的里面也进去了。
In his resurrection, he went into it.
要感谢赞美。
Thank and praise God.
做一个人如果对主实在有一个渴慕的心。
If you really have a longing heart for God.
神总是答应你。
God will promise you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
那摩西也进去。
Moses also entered.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天我们怎样？
How we are today.
神给我们的。
What God gives us.
比神给以色列百姓不知道。
So much better than what God gave the Israelites.
实在不能比较。
There's no comparison.
他们的不过是影儿。
What they have is just shadow.
我们是本物的真实。
We have the reality of true things.
他们不过是地上的祝福。
They only have earthly blessings.
我们是天上各样属灵的祝福。
We have all heavenly blessings from the heaven.
都在基督里赐给我们。
It's all given to us in Christ.
他们的不过是暂时。
Theirs is temporary.
我们是永永远远。
Ours is eternal.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要什么
Today, what do we need?
第一
First,
我们需要异象
We must have vision.
我们要求神开我们的眼睛
We ask God to open our eyes.
让我们看见我们的基业是何等的佳美
See how beautiful our inheritance is.
给我们看见我们的主耶稣基督是何等的丰富
So we see the abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所有神的一切
，all the things of God is within Him.
所以我们不应当在他外面去寻求什么。
We should not seek outside of Him.
你知道哥罗西的教会。
You know the Church of Colossae.
他们信了主了。
They believe God.
他们有了很好的起头。
They have a very good beginning.
他们也有追求。
They have pursuit.
但是
，However，
他们追求的路错了。
The path of pursuit is wrong.
他们以为说基督不够。
They think that it's not enough in Christ.
他们还要在基督外面去加上一些东西。
They want to add things outside of Christ.
叫他们可以得以完全。
So that they can be made complete.
所以他们被引诱离开了基督。
So they were deviated, passing the Lord.
进到世界的小事里去。
So they went into the world.
进到人的知识里头去。
Went into the worldly philosophy.
进到那些奥秘的里面去。
Into all those mysteries.
进到那一些这个。Gnosticism, 就是那些怀疑派里面去。
Went into Gnosticism.
进到那个 speculation, 那里去。
They went into the speculation.
也进到 ritualism, 就是那个形式里。
Went into ritualism.
所以保罗告诉他。
So Paul says to them.
你要看见基督。
You will see Christ.
原因就是你没有看见基督。
Because you didn't see Christ.
你只看见基督的一点点。
You only saw a ticket of Lord Christ.
你信了他。
You believed him.
你得救了。
You.We're saved.
但是你要完全的话
If you want to be perfect,
一切都在基督。
Everything is in Christ.
基督是丰富的。
God is the Lord Jesus Christ is abundant.
你不需要在基督之外去寻求。
Do not seek outside of Lord Jesus Christ.
你要在基督里去追求。
You pursue inside Christ.
这样你就能进到完全的基督。
Then you can go into perfection.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
求神开我们的心眼
，that God can open enlighten us.
叫我们看见。我们的基业
In our eyes or heart that we can see our inheritance
神所要赐给我们
What God wants to give us
这一位基督
This Christ
是何等的丰富
is so abundant
第二
Secondly
你既然有了这个意象
You have this vision now
你里面就产生了一个愿望
You have a hope and a dream inside of you
你要
You want to have it
不是光看见
You don't just want to see it
如果光看见
you just see it.
不是说你有了。
Doesn't mean you have it.
以色列的百姓。
Israelites.
神允许。
God gave them
promise. 把迦南地给他们。
To land the Canaan.
但是他们还要进去。
But they had to enter it.
凡是他们的脚所踏的地方。
Wherever their foot set foot.
都是他们。
That belongs to them.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们不但要看见这个意象，
Not only are we to see this vision,
我们要进去，
We have to enter it.
我们要用我们的脚来踏，
We have to use our feet to step on it.
要我们的信心来支持，
Our faith to receive it.
如果这样的话，
If it's this way,
这个就是我们的，
This is ours.
叫我们在那里，
So there we are there.
因着神这样的恩待我们，
Because of God's great grace to us.
叫我们能敬拜神，
so that we can worship God.
叫我们能侍奉神，
that we can serve God.
所以愿神恩待我们。
We hope that God will be gracious to us.
我们知道。
Let's pray.
我们的神，
Our God.
求你开我们的心眼。
Please open our eyes of our heart.
叫我们看见。
So that we can see,
你所给我们的基业就是基督。
Your inheritance for us is Christ.
何等的完全。
So perfect.
何等的丰富。
So abundant.
我们承认许多的时候。
We know many times.
因为看不见你。
Because we cannot see you.
我们认为你不够。
We think you're not enough.
我们在你之外有追求。
Outside you, we have pursued other things.
但是主啊。
But Lord.
赦免我们。
Forgive us.
主啊，你叫我们。除你之外，
cause us beside you，
在天上我们有谁？
In heaven we have， who do we have in heaven？
除你之外，
beside you，
在地上我们有无所爱慕。
On earth there's nothing we desire，
因为你是我们一切的。
Because you are our everything。
主啊，求你，
Lord please，
赐给我们信心，
give us faith，
叫我们凭着信，
through belief，
来进入你所给我们的基业，
we'll enter into your inheritance。
与所有在光明中的圣徒，
all, with all the things in the light，
一同承受基业，
we will receive this inheritance，
叫你得着荣耀，
so you will receive glory。
奉主耶稣的名，
in name we pray。